And this afternoon on Around Britain, we are visiting an unusual little nursery school in a village in southern England. What makes this school different is that whatever the weather's like, the 20 children spend most of their day not in a classroom, but playing outside. Sue Palmer is the head of the nursery. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Sue, do the children really spend all day outside?
Yes, even in the winter, and even if it's raining. They only come inside for breaks, so they probably spend about 90% of their day outside. We think this is a much better way of teaching children than by shutting them up in classrooms all day.
What kind of things do children learn from being outside?
They can learn about the world by doing things. We have a large field next to the nursery, so they are in the field all day, playing, exploring, experimenting. They learn about how plants and trees grow. They can learn about insects. They can learn about the danger of fire by sitting around a real fire. They can climb trees and walk on logs.
And don't you think that this is a bit dangerous for young children? They might easily fall over, have accidents.
Oh, no, not at all. I think that today's children are totally overprotected. They don't have enough freedom. People have forgotten just how important it is to give our children some freedom. They need to be allowed to take risks during play. My children know which plants can hurt them. They know that fire is dangerous. But nowadays, schools do all they can to avoid adventure and risk.
Why do you think schools have become so obsessed with eliminating risk?
I think it's because schools and teachers are so worried nowadays that if a child has an accident of any kind, however small, that the child's parents will sue the school for thousands of pounds and maybe put them out of business.
Have you ever had any problem with parents?
On the contrary, they are very positive indeed about the school and our teaching methods and philosophy. I've heard parents say that children who come to our school are healthier and stronger than other children. And that's in spite of being out in the rain. Or maybe it's because of that. I think, and the parents agree with me, that the way we are teaching is the way that childhood should be.
Well, thanks very much, Sue. That's all we've got time for. Coming up on the show next, we're going to be travelling to...